This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
Landry Locker, Cecil Shorts, Wade Smith, in for John Lopez. Figgy Fig doing what he do. I know Cecil's feeling it right now. Rockets fall to the Warriors yesterday, 104-99, but the big story, Kevin Durant is out. Is it possible that despite the fact the Rockets are down 3-2, you could make a case that assuming that Kevin Durant misses Game 6, which he's most definitely going to do, and Game 7, that the Rockets are actually in control of this series right now?
I'm going to say they're in control of the series, even though it's kind of hard to believe when you had a great opportunity to really take a stranglehold in the series last night. Listen, the Rockets have a home game. They haven't lost at home in the playoffs yet. I don't see why they're going to start now. They'll go ahead and win this ball game today. Now you go to the Game 7. When you go to the Game 7, to me, now all the pressure goes on the Golden State Warriors. Even though the pressure is going to be on the Rockets tomorrow night, I think that the pressure will be all on Golden State in Game 7. You just go in there and slug it out and get you a W. And so I think they are in control of their own destiny.
How are you in control when you're down 3-2?
Because you still have opportunity to play, right?
You got opportunity to play.
You have opportunity to play, right? At home game, right?
A home game.
And you win a game, and then what happens? You go to Game 7. You go to Game 7 against a team that's not at full strength.
Without their best player.
I just don't
see how you can be in control of the series. You can be in control of yourself, your own actions, but the series when you're down 3-2. If it was 2-2, yeah, maybe so. Like last night, yeah, they had a chance to be in control if they won last night. But if you're down 3-2, I think the pressure's on you, especially being at home.
But you lost the best player in the series.
But you mentioned, they still got three potential Hall of Famers on that team.
I'm being dead serious. If you would have told me that I have the choice of the Rockets either winning yesterday but KD still playing or losing and KD being out for Game 6 and 7,
I'm taking it.
I think because of that, I think they're in a very, very good situation. And the crazy thing is it's the exact same situation that Golden State was in last year when Chris Paul went down in Game 5. It's almost crazy that we've talked about that for all this time, and now the fortunes have been reversed. It's the exact same thing.
I just think of this. Look, the Rockets are in a position where it's fight or flight. And when you're in a fight or flight situation, it's not pressure. It just is what it is. We got to fight or it's done anyway. Yeah. I think the pressure comes when everyone expects it to be a certain thing to happen. I don't think people expect the Rockets to win Game 7 on the road in Oracle. Everyone expects the Golden State Warriors to win that ball game. So that's where the pressure lies. So that's why I say that the Rockets don't have the pressure on them that the Warriors would in Game 7. And with that being the case, they're in control because no one expects them to win. Even though I expect them to win,
right,
they don't care what I think. You know, they might appreciate that sentiment. I think that they are the better team overall just because of the way they play against the Warriors. They match up so well with them that they were going to win this series in 7 games. And I think that's still in front of them. That's still out there for them to have happen. So, to me, they're in control.
I see what you're saying. I guess I'm looking at it from a more literal standpoint. If you're down 3-2, I just don't see how you can be in control of the series.
Because the best player's out.
The best player is out, but you're still down 3-2, and you are – all the pressure's on you. If you lose this game, if you choke at home, it's over.
It's over.
You're done. And it's not just this year. You're probably done for a couple years. Like, you're in a bad situation. This is the last year – in my opinion, that you can actually compete with this squad you have now. I don't know what more he might do in the offseason, but right now, this is the last year you can compete for a championship with this team. It's nothing else. Chris Paul's getting older. James Harden's not getting any younger. You mentioned earlier, P.J. Tucker's older than Chris Paul. So with the team that you have right now, Clint Capella is not showing up for the playoffs. He's been talking about this all year long. I just don't see how
he's been obsessing over it.
He has been obsessing.
Who has more pressure on him, Daryl Morey or the Rockets players? Because just like you said, Daryl Morey is in a situation where he's built this roster in a certain fashion to where if it doesn't get done this year, it's going to be very difficult to get it done in the future. Same thing could be said for the players. James Harden, you know, he has that narrative about him that he's not clutch, he's not, and Chris Paul has the same thing going on him. they have that pressure on them, but who has more between Daryl Morey or the actual players, the superstars on the roster?
I'm going to go the players because Chris Paul has never came through in the playoffs and his career's winding down. And then James Harden has kind of been his – I'm not going to say it's been his MO, but that's what everybody, all the media and everything is on him and me included, that he doesn't come through in the playoffs. So I think a pressure is more on the players than it is Morey right now.
I'm going to say this. Daryl Morey was not Fertitta's guy. Always remember that. And so the fact that the roster might be in a situation to where they fall flat and they don't win this series against the Warriors and now looking forward, they're in a bad space as far as the salary cap and what moves they're going to make to improve to be able to compete and win a championship, I think the pressure is more on Daryl Morey because, like I said, Fertitta came in and Morey was already here. And so he's not his guy, and you always have to be wary of a situation when somebody new comes in.
Absolutely.
If you're up working underneath them, you have to worry about impressing them and making sure that they're good because if not, you could be gone.
I think it's on Chris Paul. I think Chris Paul has been – it's been a disgraceful performance, quite frankly, this series. It's been awful. And if Chris Paul would have just showed up moderately, I think we'd be talking about something completely different. I think James Harden criticism has been warranted in the past, but I think last night – he single-handedly brought them back in that third quarter when they were down 14, carried the load, and then it was up to Chris Paul to actually show up, and he didn't show up. To me, the pressure's on Chris Paul because right now you're handcuffed in a situation and you're committed and you're married to Chris Paul on a bad contract for the next three seasons. And I don't care what kind of magic Morey's going to work. You're in a tough spot right now with Chris Paul, and I also think it impacts your franchise player because usually when you get help, it decreases what a superstar has to do. Chris Paul's missed 48 games the last two seasons. James Harden's having to do more.
Chris Paul's gonna get paid regardless, though. He's gonna get that $40 million. That check is gonna clear. No question about it. So whether he wins this game or he doesn't win this game, that check is gonna clear. So is there really that much pressure on him? His job is not.
Does he have any pride? Like, does he want what every player says that they want? Like, does he want? Does Chris Paul want to go out there and win a championship? Because if he does, then it certainly should be on him. I mean, if he's just cashing checks, it would actually make me feel better.
It would make sense.
Yeah, during media availability, I would rather Chris Paul.
It would make sense.
I would rather him come out here and say, you know what, I'm getting paid regardless. I don't give a damn because it would explain a lot.
It would make sense.
It would explain a lot instead of him coming out there and giving me the same hogwash he's been giving me and then going out there and wetting the bed time after time this series. It's unfair to James Harden to expect him to have to carry Chris Paul's dead weight and Clint Capella's as well. No MVP in the history of sport of basketball has had to do that. And you're a LeBron guy, Cecil. I've heard you talk about LeBron. I've been listening to you for a long time. I feel like you kind of have a double standard with James Harden, you do with LeBron James.
I honestly might have a double standard. I'm not gonna lie to you. It might be a double standard. I love LeBron like he's my son. that's just what it is.
He is
older than me. So that's okay. like a brother. I would say like a brother. But when it comes to, I just want to see him, and honestly, the last two games, James Harden has played well enough to win the games, right? It's just
this entire series.
I mean, he's
James
canceled out
played,
KD.
I mean, he's averaging 38 points a game, at 36 something. Like, like Landry said, him and Kevin Durant have canceled each other out for the first four games of the series. Of course, game five, KD gets hurt. But those guys have been playing to a stalemate the entire time, and it's been the other guys to determine who wins or loses.
Chris
the ball
Paul
game.
Might not be a top five Rocket in this series. That's troubling.
Oh, no, that's a fact.
I mean, you're looking at PJ's the second best player. Eric Gordon's been the third best player.
Rivers?
Austin Rivers has probably done a better job than Chris Paul. It's weird to say, maybe. I guess he'll be fifth. He's maybe the fourth best player in this series. That's unacceptable, man. That's just unacceptable. And I heard people talking about, well, it doesn't matter how much money he makes. Yes, it does, because he's handcuffing you. There's a salary cap. I'm not trying to, like, get in the pockets, but it's handcuffing the Rockets right now, and they're struggling against a team that they've been obsessing over beating. James Harden, you get a free pass today. You can sit on the sidelines. You get a free pass today. You can get a free pass based on what we saw yesterday. You get a free pass. He has to get it. You've given LeBron the free pass. You got to give Harden the same treatment. Where Kyrie's taken LeBron home before. D. Wade in Miami has taken.
Hold on. He has helped. He hasn't taken him home.
He was there.
He
made the biggest
shot. He was there for him.
He made the biggest shot for him.
Your biggest player needs to take it home.
But he made the biggest shot.
If you're an MVP player, you don't need anyone to take you home.
In Miami,
you need help, though.
Okay,
you need somebody to have your back.
I'll get you that.
LeBron in Miami, there was times where D. Wade would carry the offense, carry the load. We saw Ray Allen make the big shot. There were other guys making shots.
They had each other's back.
He had Kyrie when they beat the Warriors.
He had his back.
Chris Paul doesn't even have to be Kyrie. He just has to be something. All they've needed is something from him. It's but not what like you're talking about is give offensively, me something. Though.
But you're talking about offensively. Yes. Because defensively, Chris Paul has done a good job.
Do you feel that way?
No.
Because I'm saying this. I get, like, if you look at the stats and you say Steph Curry shot this percentage.
Yeah,
I know in the box
score. He's looked terrible.
But do you feel like Chris Paul's really locking him out? I feel like Steph Curry's missing shots I've never seen.
He is missing shots.
I think Steph is
but he's
off.
Getting beat up. No, he's getting beat up. Part of the reason he's missing these shots and missing layups and his legs are weak is because Chris Paul is beating him up. They're bodying him up. The entire Rockets defense are doing that to him and doing that to Klay Thompson and doing it to those guys. And the fact that they have to, the fact that Steph Curry has to guard Chris Paul, even though Chris Paul isn't finishing, but he's still having to guard him, and yeah, so his legs are tired.
That's,
you got to take some. You got to give. I mean, Chris Paul has not been absolutely horrific. He just has not been able to score the ball.
The standard.
He has not offensively. He's been bad offensively.
The standard for supermax players, I get that you're talking about the gray area, Wade, but I need my supermax players to work in the gray area and then fill out the stat sheet a little bit.
If you're a Warriors fan, would you say the same thing about Steph Curry and about Klay Thompson every game except for this pass?
Yeah, but they have the luxury of having a bunch of studs around him. The Rockets don't have that luxury. Yeah. They need Chris Paul to be Robin.
Different. And then they were winning
and
the series.
And he's Catwoman. Like, they need him to be Robin, and he's Catwoman. I don't know what he's doing.
Catwoman was dope, though, man. I don't know. Catwoman puts up some really good performances.
What?
I don't know if Chris Paul gets that.
Here's what we're calling Chris Paul, and we're calling Clint Capella from now on until they actually shut me up. And I'm holding up a milk carton right now with both of them. They're the Fire Festival duo. You talk about the Fire Festival, and you talk about like the fraud that went on with the Fire Festival. Those guys probably negotiated these two guys' contracts. Chris Paul, show the hell up, man. Show the hell up. Are you already on the banana boats? Are you already leading players' union meetings? Show the hell up, man. Seriously. And Clint Capella, I'm going to call him Clint Kelvin Cato or something like that. It's a disgrace. It makes me sick.
The more I think about it, man, Chris Paul, I'm starting going back to the question I asked y'all earlier in the show. Is he maybe thinking about saving himself? Is he, and I get it.
For
he's
what?
He's playing awesome on defense. But it has to be in his head. Like, I can't do certain things because of
the risk
of
injury. Bro, he was saving himself for the playoffs. Like, he was saving himself for the playoffs.
I think you give him too much credit. Like, you know what? I'm a hold back. And in game six and seven, I'm a step up
the
plate.
He's not even that athletic anymore.
Right. You can see the way in his movement that he just can't move the way he used to move because he's getting up there in age. He's got a lot of miles on that tire. So that part just is what it is, but he is bringing something to the table defensively. He just offensively has just been a minus minus player,
and he has to
get back to himself.
Bringing something to the table defensively is something you say about glue guys. It ain't some a Hall of Fame supermax point guard.
I'll give you, he's beating up Curry a little bit, but Curry's I think he's missing shots than Chris Paul being the reason.
He was missing shots until KD got hurt, and all of a sudden Steph just turned back into Steph again.
So and then going the next game is Steph gonna still be Steph? Like, you see what I'm saying? Like, is he gonna turn it on now? Is he gonna be back to his old ways? Mm-hmm. And then Clay, I mean, he was 20 points first half or 17 points first half.
The problem with the Warriors is their bench is non-existent, and the fact that KD is not gonna be there.
They gotta play a center now.
They gotta play a center, and that means Capella's gonna be better. And I think that means that the Rockets are gonna be able to outlast them. And so that's why they're gonna be able to win the game by 8. Take the money.
713-572-4610 if you want to get in. Let's go to Sticks. Sticks, you're on In the Loop. Go ahead.
Hey, how you doing today?
Terrible.
Oh, yeah, no, me too. I am too. My thing is, Clint Capella, first of all, he don't have any fundamentals. He's not getting an alley-oop pass. He just worries. If you watch him during the plays when the people are getting rebounds, he just standing and walking. There's no sense of urgency to this dude. I mean, James Harden, he should be ashamed of himself. If you're going to be a champion, first of all, in the fourth quarter, you see KD go down. And you got 10 minutes, and you're going to take 3 shots? Really?
You better say
my thing,
it.
Yeah, my thing is, to me, normally, in a game, he's running to the ball, he's taking it out of somebody's hand. I didn't see none of that the fourth quarter.
You don't think he was a little bit tired, Sticks? You don't think he was a little bit tired from everything he did in the third quarter?
Well, but my thing is, if you KD goes down, you know you need this game. I can be tired tomorrow. I played this game a long time. If I see a pill of some caliber like a KD go down, I'm gonna insert myself with everything I got to get my hand on that ball. Even if I have to go to drive it to the rack, get to the foul line. Man. I'm going to do something instead of just watching the game.
Sticks, we appreciate you.
The best player in the world that's playing right now, KD, went down. You got to take full advantage of that.
Yeah, but James Harden in game 4 took the big shots. You don't go from being a clutch guy and make the big shots in game four and then all of a sudden you're scared of the moment in game five. The game just worked out the game the way it worked out. He made the right calls. He got rid of the ball when he needed to, and it just worked out that way. But I don't – I mean, I just – like I said, it would be the same thing if he would have taken all those shots and just played iso ball and missed them. Everybody would be blaming James Harden because he's not clutch and he should have passed the ball and he should have hit the guy that was open. So that's just hey, that's just that, hindsight being 2020.
It comes with the territory. If you're the star player, it's like a quarterback. You get all the blame for when it happens bad. You get all the praise when it happens good.
Unless you're LeBron James.
Unless you're LeBron James.
With Cecil.
Cecil Shorts, Wade Smith, Landry Locker, Sports Radio 610. A lot of people want to weigh in on this. Do the Rockets still have hope? And is James Harden getting too much criticism? We'll take your calls. We'll talk to the Loopholes next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.